Rockstars, episode 9. I'm Dan Gilman. I'm here with...
Addison Station.
Hell yeah.
It's got some names around here.
What's up? I'm RC.
Zach.
Nick.
Jeff.
I'm Sam.
So, let's start with your story. Do you guys have a cool story of something that happened while you were playing or anything like that?
Let's see. Well, Sam's first gig was last night, so as far as it being the five of us, it's a little tough. But
I broke his car last night.
How'd you do that?
First gig. I put the speakers in the back of his hatchback or a station wagon.
Yeah,
and
one of those.
I didn't realize there was glass on it, so I slammed shut, and the whole back glass shattered all over the place.
Very nice.
So
windows
that was
being made of glass.
Sam's welcome present to our band.
We're not deal sure with this now.
Yeah, he's wilder. Shit all over.
How many shows have you done with these guys, Sam?
One show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this is number two, then.
This is number two.
All right, cool.
Yeah, let's hope it's not number two.
All right.
I was supposed to be in this band 7 years ago.
It wasn't 7 years ago. Probably like 3 years ago, yeah.
That was a long time ago.
It was a while ago, yeah.
You were still living in
Canada. I remember making all the charts for you, man. I remember giving you a list of all the covers.
And I didn't want to cut my hair.
That had nothing to do with it.
That's exactly what
he was just
it was.
Like, I don't know, man. I don't want to, like, not play metal.
Oh, yeah. No, you were like, you got to cut your hair. And I was like, no.
I had long hair, too.
And then these guys called me up not too long ago, maybe a year ago, and decided to do it. And I've been having fun ever since with these guys.
Yeah, man. It's been good since Zach joined the group, man. It's been really rocking.
Just tell them about the Ocean Cliff.
Oh, yeah. We played with our last singer, actually, just before he left. We played this awesome concert in Newport for Coast Guard. They're having their spring formal dance, and that was really killer. It was like a big ball. Everyone's dressed up all fancy and nice, and there's probably a couple hundred people there.
In a mansion. In Newport, right?
On a cliff.
Which one?
On the ocean.
Ocean Cliff Mansion.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That was pretty awesome.
And it snowed the whole time.
Yeah. Of course, it snowed the whole time. That was wonderful. That was a great drive home.
Fun loadout.
Wonderful. That was a really fun gig.
Oh, yeah.
All right, question number one. What is the one famous song that you guys wish you had written?
Ooh, Uptown Funk.
What's number one right now? Yeah, that's a good one.
For me, it's gotta be Treasure by Bruno Mars.
Oh yeah, that's a great song.
That song, it just combines like the old school and the new school and everything all at once. It's so funky.
Cool. It's really good.
Try to have a good time, dance, play upbeat, funky songs.
We're thinking a lot of new
Bruno
stuff,
Mars,
but like
good.
that song we're gonna start covering that song by Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance, which I like a lot because I feel like it fits our style a lot. Like it's rocking, but it's also it's really funky and dancey too. That's extremely inappropriate.
First to come and go, she crashed her car.
just because she could. She's beautiful and paranoid. She only screams to fill the void. She claims her mom just never understood. She's beautiful.
Covers and originals, or
yeah, primarily soon. Just covers for now, just because this guy just joined, so we're kind of getting him getting the set
acclimated.
Figured out. Yeah, getting him acclimated, exactly, and then after that we can start writing some originals and stuff.
Do you have stuff recorded already?
Yeah, absolutely. Just with the old singer and the old group. So
okay, where can we check that out?
Check it out on our website, addisonstationmusic.com, or you can and from there you can see all of our links to our Facebook, our Twitter.
Reverb
Nation is a good one too. Yeah. ReverbNation.com/addisonstation. It's got all of our originals on there.
And you can throw us a like on Facebook.
And you can also go to iTunes, excuse me, and you can pay us money for it. Like, I know that's like the craziest thing ever, but like, you can buy our music too.
No musicians getting paid is ridiculous.
That'd be awesome.
You know, fuck Lars Ulrich.
So everybody hit them up on Facebook and buy all their shit.
Please.
Let's see. Question number two. What is the message behind your music, original music?
Fun.
Yeah, have fun.
Positivity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have fun every day. I mean, you know, it's life's too short to just sit around and not dance,
not hang out
with your friends. And, you know what I mean? I mean, we all have our own personal lives. You know, we all work. And, you know, do our own thing, and this is a release for us, and it should be a release for everybody else too. I mean, that's what music's supposed to be about.
Someone is making weird gestures next to the microphone.
Well, that's
it's a good looking microphone.
That's important.
We're all very mature.
Yes, that's that I think is the main theme in our music.
Mm-hmm. Just the raw maturity.
I'm feeling lazy, what you got to admit, last night was crazy. I remember the party you danced for me, it was on like Donkey Kong style. Me, so move my hands around your body, hey, hey. On top of the world, listen to your bench, so bent so rough, so you start to bang me. Not this time until you let me. Next day I wake up and I get your number, and right then and there you start to wonder if I'm the kind of guy who's a one and done-er. Again, this will never be our place again. I hate to say, but all things end somehow. Some way the mistake you made was getting close to me, but I tried real hard to make you see. Last night was all that was meant to be.
What is your biggest fear when it comes to the music business?
Our equipment not working.
Yeah, that's a good start. I mean, I guess that's a simple one, but, like, you know, you hear a lot of stories about managers messing people over and the record companies not being so nice nowadays. Or I guess also record companies not knowing what they're doing. I've heard so many artists just being like, you know, they never once released this single. It was, like, number one for 10 weeks. You know, they don't know what they're talking about. So I guess being mishandled or being mistreated, if we ever get to that point. But
I think a lot of artists are foregoing the traditional record label signing and kind of doing it themselves more these days. Because mm-hmm. People can produce music easily without a record label now that's of high quality.
Yeah, my biggest
fear. And they're
not
taking a cut from you.
That's true. Mm-hmm. My fear is walking that line in between, like, being yourself and selling out. You know, I mean, it's a fine line, but there's a very big aspect of portraying what you want to portray in your music and still making stuff that people want to hear. And hopefully people just want to hear what we have to say.
What's your worst show?
I'm not gonna say the name of the place. Yeah, but it was my first show.
It was in
Connecticut by the shore, and we went out there and
you mean Shenanigans?
Yeah, Shenanigans.
Shenanigans, right?
There was almost nobody there. It was great for my first show to really get worked in, but man, that was tough. A lot of people, you know, when you get requests for songs that people don't know. It's really hard.
We don't know every song in the world, but you know what? There's always a light. Like, there's always a positive. We actually met two people there that became really good fans. We actually talked to them once in a while.
Yeah, they were good people. Mm-hmm.
They friend us on Facebook, and they came out to another show the next week. So I mean, you know, there's always a positive, even if
silver lining.
I think there was it DiMaggio. He's just like there's a story of him in spring training. And he's like, let's run to a rookie. He's like, let's run back to the dugout. And he's just like, why? It's like spring. What are we doing that for? He's like, well, there's probably some kid out there who's never seen me play before. So there's always like one person that you always, you know, yeah. If one person's happy and made one person smile, it's worth it.
No matter how quote unquote good or bad a show is, it's always fun and it's always a blast.
Who the hell?
hell do you think you are? Baby girl, you don't know me. She said, oh yes, I do. You're just like every guy I knew. And by the end, you know that you want me. That was all she needed to see in me. I need every attention to turn around. I need every attention to shut her down. One, two, three, four. That girl is a bolt of lightning, always striking light of a piece of my heart. My heart. That girl is sweet like summer, only finer, nothing's gonna tear us apart. That girl is a bolt of lightning, always striking louder of a piece of my heart. That girl is sweet like summer, only finer, nothing's gonna tear me apart from that girl.
Was there a best show besides the one at the mansion?
There's been a lot of good ones, man. Yeah, Last Dinosaur show was killer.
I think
that was his best show, right?
My best show ever.
I think it was our first gig at O'Connor's in Torrington.
Yeah, yeah, O'Connor's is always real fun, man. It's always a treat. There's been some special ones, too. We did a benefit a few years ago for Grayson
Columbia
Fields, who passed on. And there's a lot of love for him and for his family and stuff. A lot of bands he used to play with. That was a real memorable one for me. So.
We had a good St. Paddy's Day show a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was awesome, too.
Yeah, that was a lot of people there.
Well, what was the story behind that? Anything good? Or
played St. Paddy's Day to a bunch of drunk people.
Learned some Dropkick Murphys just for that occasion.
It's always
wild.
Great when you have a trouble loading in and out because there's so many people there.
Like, yeah.
That's when you know it's going to be a good night, when you have trouble loading into the venue.
For us, that was really O'Connor's repaying us. You know, I mean, we played that show, we packed the place, and they were kind of just very happy to have us and said, hey, you guys got to come in for St. Paddy's Day, and we did, and it was packed, and man, that was a fun show.
All right, well, these guys got to get in there and start playing. Please support them, and we'll see you on the next one. Thanks.
Much love, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
say. You can't stand to lose, can't stand to play. So every single night you pick a fight with me, but I don't fight back, cause I believe that you don't hit a man when he's so far down that he can't get himself up off the ground. Just come real close and grab a clue, cause your girl just ain't going home with you. She and I have a few things to do. When three's a crowd, you know it's true. So take a shot, have a drink on me. Go find yourself somewhere else to be, cause right now this beat is all I need to pull this ace from out my sleeve.
Thanks for listening to Rock Stories. After you're done, please listen to Dead Tribe Paranormal, where we discuss anything and everything to do with ghosts and ghost hunting. We bring you in-depth interviews with integral members of the paranormal community and share stories of everyday people's encounters with the other side. Also look forward to new shows like Audibly Anonymous, a show where you, the listener, can anonymously share your deepest secrets. Please visit our website at echopodmedia.com and sign up for our email list on the homepage. Unapologetic is the word that best describes the premier spoken word to music album from Lori Adver, veering its 19 tracks of edgy poetry served on a platter of crazy rock and electronic music. You can listen to and purchase Veering by Lori Adver at echopodmedia.com under the music tab.